George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Mama knows the highway by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real South begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by
entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump at a rally in Las Vegas Friday night, once again talking about conditions in Springfield, Ohio, where, according to Trump, during the debate, migrants are eating cats and dogs.
I'm angry about illegal Haitian migrants taking over Springfield, Ohio. You see that mess, don't you?
People in Springfield have been on edge ever since Trump started making the claims during the presidential debate, with bomb threats targeting multiple schools, agencies, and media outlets. On strike for the first time in 16 years, 33,000 Boeing workers walking off the job in three states, overwhelmingly rejecting a negotiated contract over pay raises and pension plans. Production idles on some of the troubled aerospace giant's most popular planes. Hawaii Attorney General says no criminal charges will be filed over the deadly Maui wildfire despite identifying multiple failures in the response. This is ABC News.
6%.
A military court in Congo sentenced 37 people, including three Americans, to death Friday after convicting them of participating in an attempted coup back in May. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says embassy staff will continue to do what they can to support the Americans.
We understand that the legal process in the DRC allows for defendants to appeal the court's decision. Embassy staff have been attending these proceedings as they've gone through the process so far. We'll continue to attend the proceedings and follow the developments closely.
The defendants, including the three Americans, as well as a Briton, a Belgian, and Canadian, will have 5 days to appeal this decision. Boar's Head announcing it will shut down its Virginia plant linked to 9 deaths and 57 hospitalizations following a listeria outbreak traced to its deli meats. The company also announcing it will permanently discontinue the sale of liverwurst. Boar's Head saying they're implementing comprehensive measures to prevent this from happening again. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Don't miss incredible deals at Macy's One-Day Sale today. Save on what you need to get ready for cooler weather with limited-time specials so good they won't last, like fall cardigans 40% off, shoes for her 30 to 50% off, and reversible comforters 60 to 70% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game-time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert says remains recently found in a wooded area are those of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The little boy missing since February, his mother and her boyfriend being held on child neglect charges. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has announced $160,000 in penalties against Strauss Feeds of Watertown, the producer of milk replacer for calves and young animals, cited for the risks of explosion and fire due to dust hazards. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is joining legislative Republicans calling on the Milwaukee Public Schools District to put police officers back in high schools. This follows a widely publicized attack of 3 older men by 3 students this week. Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 63. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s again, with a slight chance of an afternoon storm. Monday, showers and storms, and a high of 83. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 83. Mostly sunny Wednesday, 82. That's weather on WRDN. Right now, it's 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional divorce. mathematical equations, self-help psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing.
I was a third string dreamer on a second place team, but I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when coach put me in, and I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen, thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't get lucky, but I still felt like a king. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe, but I'm does to me. I was the one phone call when my brother went to jail, pawned my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remember that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe, but I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does.
that my granddaddy gave me. My mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams Bible. That first fish catching's at cold 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say but it does to me. Oh, it does to me. Oh, man, it does to me.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you. If they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised down home. Falling on hard times, they can fall back on. Those of us raised up down home, way down home, down home, down home, way down home.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 64. 5, you know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Get me drunk, ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love, buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Blake Shelton, pour me a drink on Saturday morning. Thanks for starting your weekend with us. We'll get to Rodney Atkins, Toby Keith, and Keith Urban on the way.
The Packers play their home opener on Sunday with a noon kick against the Colts. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers actually 3-point underdogs with Jordan Love sidelined by injury. The Colts, led by quarterback Anthony Richardson. Packers rookie safety Javon Bullard said Richardson is big and he's good.
Exceptional athlete. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. We seen him at Florida when we played him. And he was out there warming up with his shirt off. I was like, he gotta play linebacker. Yeah, he gotta play linebacker. But now, you're talking about an athlete, a guy that can do it all, dangerous with the ball in his hands. So we got a strong matchup this week.
Badgers ready for their 11 a.m. kick tomorrow at Camp Randall against fourth-ranked Alabama. The Badgers 15.5-point underdogs. Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight in Phoenix. The Brewers start the day with a 9-game lead on the Cubs in the Central. Wisconsin will play for the Midwest League Championship Game 1 of that best-of-three series against Lake County Sunday at Fox City Stadium. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty right. Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Traffic horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor, man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind and twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. All I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say. Neon up ahead, it looked like a place to find some.
some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. You get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are, you're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone. Thank you. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me, as messed up as me.
Keith Urban, Messed Up as Me, and your station for these superstars of country music. We'll get to Clay Walker, also Sweethearts of the Rodeo. They're coming up. And Daryl Worley on the way.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 63. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s again, with a slight chance of an afternoon storm. Monday, showers and storms, and a high of 83. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 83. Mostly sunny Wednesday, 82. That's weather on WRDN. Right now, it's 65.
This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Alyssa, we got our monthly report last week on U.S. dairy exports. The July data was still pretty strong.
Absolutely, yeah. So U.S. dairy exports expanded for the second month in a row, which was great to see, up 7.8% from last year. And like you said, after June's growth as well. It was interesting, though, in June's data, we had year-over-year and month-over-month decreases to Mexico, but we saw those reverse course and pick up into July, up 21% from prior year, which is equivalent to about 11,000 additional metric tons of dairy sailing to our neighbor to the south. Exports to China also moved higher, which was positive on improving whey demand, and then Southeast Asia continued to return to recovery with exports up 24% from prior year into that region, and a lot of that due to buying from the Philippines.
Tuesday,
the hard but necessary family conversations. Our guest today, Wesley Tucker, field specialist in agricultural business with the University of Missouri Extension.
The reality is when we had the recent ag census, we found that 38% of our producers are now 65 or older. It doesn't matter where I go across the country. If I go to the Midwest to crop producers, if I go to the North or South to dairy producers, or any small town that has small businesses like a rural hardware store or a local feed store, rural America is on the edge of a massive amount of rollover of small businesses from one generation to the next. And so we've got to get really serious about planning and doing this properly if we want to not only protect our operations and our families, but also our rural communities scattered throughout our country.
Wednesday.
Allison Jones Brimmer, who is the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for NEDPA.
NEDPA has really put effort into expanding the organization to grow our presence in Albany and federally, just to make sure dairy farmers have a seat at the table when decisions are being made, their voice is being heard when these decisions are being made, so that we can have the best possible outcome laws and regulations that are rooted in reality, and lawmakers and those working in the agencies and regulators who have an understanding. Hopefully we've gotten them to a farm or two so they can see what goes on the farm and make their decisions from that better informed place.
Thursday,
getting Congress to stand up for dairy's nutrition with the Dairy Pride Act. Our focus today with Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Yeah, so we were excited that the House Energy and Commerce Committee had a hearing at its health subcommittee to review a number of pieces of legislation relating to FDA policy. And the Dairy Pride Act was included at the hearing. And so the members of Congress that are the lead champions and sponsors of the bill, or at least some of them, were able to be at that hearing and answer, make some comments and ask questions of FDA regarding the work that the agency really is responsible for doing when it comes to enforcing dairy product standards of identity in the name of public health. And that's what the Dairy Pride Act is all about.
Those in the dairy industry probably know what the Dairy Pride Act is because it's been around for a while. But what does it entail?
So the Dairy Pride Act essentially takes the existing dairy standards of identity, and it deems that if products are not labeled properly, if imitation products are not labeled properly, that those would be deemed misbranded, which basically toughens the fines and the penalties in cases of non-enforcement. So, of course, FDA already has the authority to enforce standards of identity, as we have long urged them to do. The Dairy Pride Act, if signed into law, would essentially just make it tougher for them not to do, right? It would make the penalties and fines against enforcement, against non-enforcement, steeper than they are today.
Friday.
Truth about microtoxins. And this is recently presented at a webinar by Paige Goddard from DSM. And be well aware, our listeners, that microtoxins are kind of a secondary metabolite. In other words, molds do not require this to grow, but it tends to serve as a protection mechanism for the mold itself. There are well over 100 different microtoxins have been identified. Some companies will analyze anywhere from 19 to 37 of these here. So our take-home messages include that microtoxins are going to be risks. Number two, there are management and monitoring things we can do on the farm. And binders and insulin augments are good risk reducers. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange on Friday, milk markets mostly higher, October up 17 to 23.99, November up 20 to 23.38, December though down 11 to 21.99, January up 2 to 20.79. Cheese markets on the day were mixed. Barrels up 5 to 248.5. 40-pound blocks down a half to 227.5. 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.5 to 313 even. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 139.25. 1 trade on the day. Dry whey up 1.5 to 60.5. 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, the live cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Feeder cattle mostly lower. A lot of profit taking on Friday after the buying interest dried up. And cash markets were a dollar to steady lower as that helped to pressure some of the markets. Lower pork cutout values in cash markets pressured hogs on the day. Now, October live cattle down 45 cents to 177.57. September feeder cattle down 40 $2.42 to $2.41.62. October hogs down 52 cents to $78.37. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly higher, wheat mostly higher. Corn getting strength from wheat. Wheat was higher due to cargo attacks on the Black Sea, and that helped to really support wheat prices as the traders putting some premium back in the market. Soybeans mostly lower. Hurricane Francine providing some much-needed rain to parts of the soybean belt. Also, harvest pressure pressuring soybean prices. September corn up 7 3/4 to 3.94. September beans down 4 3/4 to 9.86 3/4. Chicago wheat September up 8 1/4 to 5.71 1/4. Minneapolis wheat September up 5 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.59, October $3.59, new crop $3.64. Cash beans at $9.22, October $9.22, new crop $9.33. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.73 1/4, October $3.68 1/4, new crop $3.68 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.66, October $3.71. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn $3.58, cash beans $9.51, new crop $9.31. At Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.63, new crop $3.63, cash beans $9.44, new crop $9.26. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.73, new crop $3.69, cash beans $9.44, new crop $9.41. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.53, new crop $3.61, cash beans $9.56, new crop $9.38. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $1.75 to $1.89, Holstein fed cattle $1.54 to $1.79, market cows $1.07 to $1.35, bulls $1.38 to $1.63, calves at 280 to 620, beef steers 220 to 315, Holstein steers 170 to 237. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 63. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s again, with a slight chance of an afternoon storm. Monday, showers and storms, and a high of 83. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 83. Mostly sunny Wednesday, 82. That's weather on WRDN. Currently 63 degrees.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You swear you've had enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky.
From now on, need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's right on the money. I wouldn't give her up for a thousand buckle bunnies. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. She's got my number, knows my favorite songs on the G-Bomb. Goes to getting down like crazy and the whole place rocks. Yeah, we'll have a few and get to feeling right. She'll be my queen bee, I'll be her neon knight. Well, I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk. Oh, I love her so. Stand back, give her room, boys, and watch her go.
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, just come in, I swear.